In a teleconference, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt told reporters he expects the battle over the state children's health insurance program, known as SCHIP, to play out like this. Expected veto by the president, which Congress will try unsuccessfully to override, meaning states could not offer health insurance to more families beyond the currently allowed income level, which is about $20,000 for a family of four.
We want to have the conversation about how to assist those who are above that level, but we do not believe that SCHIP should be the vehicle to pull the train of national health insurance.
The Bush administration is concerned those eligible for private insurance might instead turn to the government for health care help. And the administration wants the program to focus coverage on kids, not adults. Wisconsin and other states want a more inclusive policy, Health and Human Services spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis.
If parents can get covered, they're more likely to take their children in to also get wellness checks. And getting kids that preventative care, getting them their immunization, their regular checkups is so important.
If the president's expected veto stands, Wisconsin's governor has an alternative way to provide insurance to more low-income families, but it depends on the still-pending state budget and whether Republicans will agree to expand Badger Care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.